independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
As a result of the first family's bullying of her and of those she does business with, Kathy has been vilified. She's been receiving a lot of death threats. She's had her personal website and her social media channels shut down, been fired from multiple jobs, and had multiple events canceled.
That's on her, people. That's her attorney, Lisa Bloom, today with the God knows what that was, some sort of weird performance art. I'm sitting there laughing at that whole thing, you know, that they've bullied. I have yet to see the bullying. I have yet to. Anthony's pretty straight shooter here. Anthony, have you seen them bully her? Have you seen anything untoward that says bullying? Couple tweets that were in response to something she did first, mind you. In response to something she did first. Producer Phil, did you know of anything, maybe a dummy account or something, where the first family has decided that this is the one?
I have not seen a thing.
Of all of the rocketing stars in the world, that she is the one that they need to take down, which will start the domino effect that eventually ends up.
There's nothing going on. Oh. There's no there there.
There is no there there. Perfectly said. Zero, zilch, nada, no there there. None. You're getting blowback for something you did, Kathy Griffin. You had your right to do it. It's America. That's what the First Amendment is for. I got no problem with it. I'll stand right next to you. I don't have to agree with what you said. I don't look, you tried to be satirical. You crossed the line as a comic. I'm like, yeah, that's what you do. You knew there was going to be blowback. But I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. It really is. It is absolutely ridiculous to think that this is some sort of bullying by the first family.
The president took a break from his busy schedule of tweeting nonsense words to target her satire, calling her sick. Melania Trump, who has remained silent about her husband's effort to deny health care to 24 million Americans, cut Meals on Wheels and Planned Parenthood, chose to break her silence on news events to personally challenge Kathy's mental health.
That sounds like you're going out there bullying. First of all, Melania Trump is not the president of the United States. And the Meals on Wheels thing, it's like 2%. Slow your roll, okay? Just calm your ass down. And it hasn't even happened yet. But it has nothing to do with this. You know what? For a lot of people, this was sick. How about Daniel Pearl's family? Let's ask them how they feel about this, all right? You don't know who Daniel Pearl is? He's the first one that these people, a terrorist, decided, hey, we're going to lop his head off and we're going to hold it up for the world to see. Let's ask him how his family feels about this. Even though they may not like Trump, let's ask if there's any emotion there. Satirical is fine. What you did, First Amendment right, gives you every opportunity. But I will tell you this. If you're going to give, you better be able to receive. And guess what? You gave and you don't want to. And the fact that I love how the people on the left are going, oh, this isn't fair. You're going after Hannity, Mark Levin, all of these people. You're hammering them. You're going after their sponsors. You've been doing it for a long time. Sean Hannity had not done anything close to as offensive as what she did. You don't like his politics because he's conservative. You don't like the way he talks. You don't like the things he talks about. You don't like the viewpoints he has in life. You know what? Change the channel. Right? But instead, you've attacked him and his sponsors. You've attacked Fox and all their sponsors because you want to change the narrative. And the best way to do it is to go after pocketbook. And when it happens to you, which this is all organic. This isn't orchestrated. This is somebody who did something where people are taking it on their own account and saying, you know what? I'm going to step back. And I'm going to let this do its thing, and we're just not going to have you here, all right? You did this to you. So don't cry a river. Don't whine, bitch, and moan. Don't, because it doesn't work. It's not working here, and it's not going to work. You screwed up. The left has been bullying the right for a long time, and the right just tries to play bigger when it comes to things like boycotts and advertisers and doing that. They've done it for a long time. She did this to herself. And I've Why people scream and yell, oh, you should boycott her. Very rarely does the right have the same kind of power the left does. But this time, you're hearing a lot of companies and venues, because she had another place today, cancel a concert that she was going to do. And this is hitting her money. Hits you in the pocketbook. That's it. James Comey, rarely do I talk about this kind of stuff, but he's going to testify next week, and it's going to be interesting.
In his words, whether he will confirm the accounts that have been reported very reliably and credibly about Donald Trump's demand for loyalty, the pledge of loyalty that he asked Comey to give.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know what is going to come out of this thing. I don't. I mean, it could be the most amazing testimony we've ever heard that's going to change the presidency forever. Or is it going to be a lot of to do about nothing? And I think it's going to be more or less a lot to do about nothing. It really is. Like a lot of this stuff is. It's much to do, right? Lots of stuff going on. Lots of words are being said. But in the end, it's going to be nothing. Reminds me of a press conference from the last president, right? Man, he could say a lot of stuff and it really be nothing. You like, said that in six words. But Comey, as Mr. Blumenthal is saying, he is going to be up there, and the White House, they're talking about, will they try to block Comey's testimony? Is that going to happen? Is it possible? Can they even do it?
Not characterizing these investigations as a witch hunt or a charade. He should want the truth to come out to the American people.
Yeah. But but here's the thing. Do you have truth? Or do you have he said, she said? Because you're going to get the he said, she said. If you don't have a recording and it's not heard and we don't see it, one half of the country is going to believe what you said. The other half's not going to believe. We're going to be in the same damn place this time next week as we were. It's all much to do about nothing. Kushner, right? Jared Kushner, right? The backdoor channels. This is, oh my God, this is unprecedented. The most crazy thing is backdoor. It's been going on for years, centuries. What was that horrible movie? It wasn't horrible, but it was one of those movies with Harrison Ford normally plays the part where he's like a secret agent, but this time it was a younger version and Ben Affleck played the part. And I can't remember what it was called. It had Morgan Freeman in it. It was a pretty decent movie, but Morgan Freeman and this Russian guy, they had backdoor channels for a long time, and he finds out that, hey, these guys have backdoor channels. Yes, everybody has a backdoor channel. I will tell you this right now. I'm going to let you guys in on a little something. There is somebody in North Korea. I don't know who it is. That we have a backdoor channel with to gauge the insanity. There's somebody in China that we have a backdoor channel with, and they have a backdoor channel with us. There's somebody in Russia, and it's not the Pootster, that we have a backdoor channel with, and vice versa. That's real. And it's always been that way. But once again, blown out of proportion, much to do about nothing. Turns into a 24-hour news cycle, turns into this, turns into that, and you sit there and you think, why are we even talking about this? But then you realize that we've asked for this, America. We like this stuff. We like the drama. The news is only giving you what we essentially have asked for. Entertainment has changed tremendously. People can get it anywhere they want. So what are they doing? They're going to seek it in the way they want it. And if you aren't giving it to them the way they want, they'll find it elsewhere. So you adapt. You make it more TMZ. You make it more 24/7 kind of quick, fast, in your face. Don't matter if we're right or not. Are we entertaining? That's what I always tell everybody. I don't care if I'm right or wrong. Am I entertaining? Because if I'm entertaining, you're coming back. If I'm right, but I'm boring, you're not coming back. Of course you want to be right, but am I entertaining? And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the biggest amount of people, and they do it in the most sensational way because we won't look at it otherwise. And it doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if it's TV. Doesn't matter if it's radio, it doesn't matter. Anthony and I, what article was it yesterday, Anthony? We clicked on because it said something. Oh, it was this Chicago restaurant that supposedly is banning people, and it says in there, it bans poor people and brown people. And then you go on there and you look at the list of things that they, you know, no hats backwards while you're in there. All hats must be worn. You know, they give you a list of all. You know what it didn't have? Poor people or brown people on there. Somebody tweeted that, and that's what they went as the headline. Sensationalism. But we ask for it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Bad things can happen to your home. People break in. They take your stuff. Ugh. It's a nightmare, right? Horrible. You weren't home, though, so you were, got away with it. Sometimes, though, when you're not home, bad things happen as well, and has nothing to do with somebody getting in, but all to do with things that happen inside. You left an iron on. Maybe, and I've had this on several occasions with my family, where they've had the coffee. Right, the old style coffee with the glass little container there, and they've left it on, and then it curdles, and it just all of a sudden it pops and explodes, and next thing you know, whew, you avoid something, luckily, but for a lot of people that's not the way it goes. Your house catches fire. What do you do then? Well, with Simply Safe Home Security, guess what? Your house is protected from not only the bad guys getting in, but the things that may potentially happen bad in your house. Simply Safe's round-the-clock professional security monitoring is less than $15 a month. And with Simply Safe, it's easy to put up, less than an hour. You get a camera. That's amazing. But you get that round-the-clock monitoring. So while you're that smoke alarm goes off, they jump into action. And within moments, on the way comes the emergency people, and they take care of things. Get 24-7 connection to dispatch and lightning-fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security today. Order it. You're going to get my special 10% discount. Go to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson. You get your home security system, simplysafe.com/Benson. What's next? Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next? What's next for old-timey stuff? I think that's what you call newspapers and malls. What's next for them? How doomed are malls? How about this? 25% of malls will be gone in how many years? If you said 15, you're wrong. If you said 20, you're wrong. If you said 5, you're right. 25% of malls in America will be gone. In 1970, there were only 300 enclosed malls in the U.S. There are 1,200 of them now. But 25% of those will be gone within the next 5 years. And it's going to get worse from there. Because why? We don't need to go to the malls anymore. Malls are just a place you go to hang out and try stuff on that you're going to buy from Amazon. Right? That's kind of what it is. And the food court. Right? You know, because you always need it. Was it Sbarro? Sbarro. Yeah, that's what you get there. Pasta. Sbarro. And they still have hot dog on a stick? Remember the hot dog on a stick? Oh, you never remember hot dog on a stick? Oh, they still have that. Where they make the girls they're in that outfit. They make them go up and down on that, like a pogo stick. Yeah. That's pretty much what the mall's for anymore. What mall do I go to? The Gentleman's Mall. But if you think it's bad being in the mall, think about this, right, kid? Lonely person in the mall. Newspaper circulation at 77-year low. What's next for them? Yeah. Not a lot. It's expensive. It is. Okay, though. I don't think they're going to be around very long. I think it's now going to be a specialty type of newspaper where maybe it comes out on a Tuesday and a Thursday and it's mostly op-ed pieces. But producer Anthony and I were joking about this today. Phil, picture this, okay? You listen to vinyl at home because you're a hipster and you're not going to ever go anywhere without the New York Times tucked underneath your arm because that is also the hipster thing to do because everybody else is doing something else.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's what, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking right there. It is crash, though. This is, who uses a newspaper? I can't even remember the last time I read a newspaper. I couldn't tell you. Why would I want to? Why would I want to? What is in there that I can't get right in front of me instantaneously? And if something happens in the middle of the day that's breaking news, I don't want to read about it tomorrow. I want to know about it now. What's next for these two archaic things? You know, some things in life, you adapt or die. The mall will figure something out, but it won't be what we're used to. And there'll always be one big-ass mall somewhere where you can go see Santa Claus, and it's going to be nice. But I'll tell you what, newspapers, there'll be specialties. There'll be a few of them, but not a ton. They're going away. And this is one of those things where I don't think the adapt or die is going to work here. I think they're a thing of the past. They're archaic. They're like dinosaurs. You're extinct. Online, there'll always be stuff for the Times, the New York Times, the LA Times, the WAPO, things like that. But the day-to-day, getting a newspaper, walking out, picking it up is over. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Computers, can they be racist? And we got an update about that whole college fiasco up at Evergreen College. And as we talk about race and we talk about that craziness, here's a good story about how people can change. And it is a great story. How you can go from one thought to another thought. Shows you that we're human beings in a lot of ways. And don't give up on us yet, planet Earth. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Yesterday, we talked a bit about this liberal arts college up in Olympia, Washington, that is just the newest flashpoint for kids pushing adults around and trying to get their way because they feel that for some way, shape, or form, they're entitled to do so. And depending on your color, you're entitled more now to be able to demand certain things. And Brett Weinstein, who is one of the professors there in this day of absence, did not leave when they wanted all white people to leave the campus, chose not to leave, stayed there, and this is the kind of stuff that he faced.
This is not about you.
I'm talking all about him.
On terms of white proof, this is not a discussion. You have lost that one.
You said some racist.
Can you apologize?
Did not.
Stop telling people of color. Useless. You're useless. Get the out.
History could pivot in the direction of the values that you are standing here for.
Yeah, resign.
What?
Resign.
Resign. Resign. By the way, I don't know who you are talking to me like that, but you better slow your roll. That's what I would say. Right? You crossed the line there. You better slow your roll and take it down. You're at a 10. I'm going to need you to come down to a 2. Just putting it out there. So you've got this professor, Brett Weinstein. I think I've given him 12 names, but that's okay. Sorry about that, Brett. Here he is explaining exactly what happened in said classroom.
Dr. Bridges is allowing this mob to effectively control the campus. And at this moment, I believe Dr. Bridges is answering a set of demands put forward by the protesters. He is also told the police to stand down. They have been hobbled by the fact that they answer to the college administration.
So what has happened since then? Evergreen has kind of gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Well, now the other professors have gotten together, banded together, and they've signed a statement on Friday calling themselves angry and frustrated and concerned by the backlash against the students and the university and would like, along with everybody else, to see some disciplinary action against old Professor Brett there. Right? They demand, here's what the kids are demanding. Producer Phil, what do you think they're demanding?
Well, they probably want housing.
They want him fired first. They want him fired. They want him. There's a social contract as well, as you knew there would be. They absolutely want him fired, right? They, you know, demonstrate the accountability by pursuing a disciplinary investigation against Brett Weinstein according to guidelines in the social contract and faculty handbook. Weinstein has engaged the faculty, staff, students, making them targets of white supremacist backlash by misinformation in public emails on national TV, news outlets, and social media. So their very actions have caused a backlash, and because he's brought it to the attention of the people, they want him gone because it's making them look bad, essentially is what it is. The social contract, however, would seem to validate Weinstein's response, which was largely critical of several things, including the Washington Journal op-ed and media interviews, because he has been critical. He's not done anything wrong. They did this to themselves, much like our good friend and yours, Kathy Griffin, did this. Guess what, kids? You did this to yourself. You wouldn't let the man pee. You know what? We tried to go to the bathroom. They wouldn't let him go to the bathroom in any kind of, you know, privacy. It's insane. It's insane. And if you give an inch, if you give 1 inch, if you give 1 inch to these kids, they're going to take a mile, and it's going to continue and continue and continue. And how can you teach in a climate like that, by the way? How do you teach in a climate like that? I don't think you can. So this is the thing that I want to know. On Monday, you're fine with Professor Weinstein. He doesn't leave for the day of absence on Tuesday. Now he's a racist bigot. Interesting. Very, 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 very interesting. I sit here and I scratch my head. I scratch my head. Speaking of race, computers are supposed to be what? They're not racist, right? Or are they a little biased? That's something that we need to figure out.
Machines aren't human. They don't have feelings, they don't hold grudges or fall in love like we do. But perhaps the most human thing about them are their intrinsic biases. Believe it or not, researchers say machines can be prejudiced. They just show it in different ways. For example, women may be more likely to be served internet ads for lower paying jobs than men. Or search of a black identifying name might be attached to ads that imply the subject has a criminal record more frequently than a white identifying name.
So, they're not biased, totally, but maybe a little bit. They're not racist, totally, but maybe a smidge. Not total racist, right? They're not like super, they're just a little bit of, just a smidge right there. And with AI coming and AI doing all these things, understand that this is important because, you know, this is the world we're living in now. World we're living in is technology driven, so understand that.
When computers try facial recognition, they sometimes fall short. It's the founder of the Algorithmic Justice League. She says that she was inspired by her own experiences with discriminatory AI.
I was struggling to have my face detected and pulled out a white mask, and the white mask was easier to detect than my face. And so I decided to do a bit more investigation, and I found that the training data that's being used for facial recognition isn't as representative of the variety of human skin tones and facial structures.
That may just be something it learns over time, right? That's something it's probably going to learn. And AI, I'm sure, will catch up quick. But as we program these things, remember who programs these things, human beings. Human beings program these things. So will there be bias inside of that, that they're, yeah, because, again, we're human beings.
Algorithmic bias can also lead to discriminatory practices because artificial intelligence is now increasingly used for high-stakes decision-making. So whether or not you get a loan or insurance or if you get a particular job opportunity, algorithms are being used to make these decisions and even how long somebody might spend in prison.
Algorithms? Biased. It's all there. Even the computers are biased. Everything's biased. You're biased. I'm biased. We're all biased. Anthony's biased. Phil's biased. Every human being is biased. If you can think, you're going to have some biases in life. Could be with food. Could be with skin color. Could be with height. Could be with weight. Could be. You're going to have some biases in life. Will it eventually catch up?
Oftentimes, ethics play catch up when it comes to innovation. But should we wait for that perfect AI?
I guess we need to change how we think about technology because artificial intelligence will probably become perfect when humans are perfectly unbiased. Given that we have to deal with this right now, we have to change the way that we are interacting with technology to make sure that it's fair to everyone.
Well, it's going to take a while. It's going to play catch up. AI has got a long way to go. It does. You should be worried about it taking your job long before anything else. You know, it's funny with technology, as the technology's growth, and we've talked about it. Normally when technology explodes, plenty of jobs out there. You know, the people talk about that. But what they don't talk about is a lot of times when they take away jobs from human beings, the people that they replace aren't the ones where the other jobs are created that will get those jobs. Oftentimes, they're the ones who fall through the cracks. Other jobs may be created, but it'll be other people who take those jobs. The ones whose jobs were just officially replaced by a robot, those people are struggling to find jobs. And with AI coming, don't expect that to get any better. What's artificial intelligence is over the next 5 or 10 years really explodes and gets to the point you're going to see a crash in jobs. And I think over the next 15, 20 years, we're going to look totally different in the world that we live in. Because AI is going to be able to do, what, 60% of the jobs they're saying right now? 60, 70% of the jobs that are out there? Within the next couple of years, they expect AI to be able to write, like, a term, you know, paper on its own, to write a book, to write a movie. They've already done that. But they're going to be able to it's going to pick it up fast. And then what happens? Because they're going to replace, and they're not going to be creating jobs to replace or to help them. That's the difference. And AI is where it's at. That's it. AI is where it's at. We are going to look so different in a few years. I don't think people get that. I don't. Here's a good story. If you're going to talk about race, right? We always talk about it. We had yesterday, we talked a bit about what took place with the, you know, down in Los Angeles with LeBron James. And somebody writing the N-word on his house. We've talked about race before. Here's a good story. It shows that human beings can change. And I thought, you know what? We need good stories. We don't often, when we talk about race, rarely is it a positive thing. And we need more positivity. The pastor of a predominantly black South Carolina church and his congregation received an unusually large monetary donation last week, right? So this guy sends in a donation, $2,000. Two G's, right? And this is the letter says, "Dear sir, ma'am, please accept this donation for $2,000 to the Nickeltown Presbyterian Church. I used to be a terrible racist. Thanks to Jesus and the Holy Spirit acting through the Presbyterian Church, I've been cleansed of that. I send this donation as a heartfelt apology to the African-American community as a sign of God's love for you and as a sign of love for you as well." Wow. That's cool, right? Like, I think that's great. That's a good story. We've come a long way. People can change. People will always have biases, and it has nothing to do with race. It can do with just about everything. How you like your food, you know, I don't like that person's cooking. It's biased against it. It's not against them. Just not only. We all have some biases. But I like the fact that I think people and human beings can change. And that, to me, is a good story. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality. With a twist. Say what?
Say what? We are twisting it away. We are. National Donut Day. And yes, every Friday is Donut Day here at the Chad Benson Show. We did partake. Anthony, once again, did not because he's like, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm like, whatever. Right? But he didn't. But I did. What? He's waiting for a kale donut. That is disgusting. That is gross. I'm sorry. It's just wrong. It's never. 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 There shouldn't be a gluten-free donut. Sorry. Never. A donut is supposed to be sinfully tasty and delicious. That's what it's for. Delectable. Oh, my God. That's why you like donuts, right? That's why you eat bad stuff. You don't want to eat bad stuff to taste bad as well. You eat bad stuff because it tastes good. Today was National Donut Day. And it's also the day that rolling into stores is the newest and, yes, the grossest, or at least one of them, as I think, of the new Oreos. So this one is, it is Oreo cookie jelly donut, right? So it's got, it's from the fireworks cookie with popping candy in the cream to Swedish fish. That's what they're kind of saying it tastes like. You've got the white kind of cream, right? And it's the white cookie, but then you've got like, it looks like a little jelly donut. It looks like a Danish, actually. Should have been the Danish, the Oreo Danish. I'm not a fan of that. I'm sorry. So I'm not a fan. It's great, though. It's great. It's great that donuts are getting exactly what they deserve. They deserve more respect, as I like to call them, the Protestant bagel. They deserve far more respect than they get. Producer Phil, you did not partake in a donut today. You need to partake in a donut.
I will go grab one on my way home.
All right, please do, because it's what the Lord would want, right? In heaven, it's always donut day, right? It is. It's always donut day in heaven, and this is why you need to be a part of this. So it's National Donut Day. Speaking of great things, if you would like to have more sex, write this down. Get more sleep. Get more sleep. According to a new large study, women over the age of 50 who get fewer than 7 hours of sleep are less likely to be sexually active than their peers who sleep more. And as you get older, obviously, it becomes more of an issue. So if you would like to have more sleep, sex, take naps. Is that the best way to describe it? Little nap here and there. That's people get tired. You get to that point in your life where, and I think everybody gets there. It's like, man, when I finally have a chance and I'm going to have sex as much as I want, blah, blah. And then you get there and you get into a relationship and then you start working. Your life becomes your life and it becomes more about all the other things in your life rather than just you. You will finally get to that point in your life where you're like, I'm too tired tonight. I'm exhausted. Like one of the last things in my mind. And that's wrong. So that's why sleep is important. It is vitally important. So if you want to have more sex, especially as you get older, this is what's great. I'm telling you, who doesn't like to sleep? And sex is awesome. So there you go. Get more sleep, have more sex. We've got a winner, the National Spelling Bee, Anya Vignier. She showed very little emotion in her victory. She's 12 years old from Fresno, California, or as I like to call it, Fresneck. She won. She was the last standing of the 291 original spellers. She says, I just focus on my word and try to spell it right. Like, what do you ask somebody? So how did you do today? Did you, what was your plan of action? spell the word that was in front of me. And then when other people tried to do stuff, punch them. I don't know. That's what you do. Try to block the word. So, producer Phil, I'm going to this word you should be able to spell, but I'm going to give you the word that won it for her. All right?
Okay.
Marocaine. Marocaine. Go for it. Spell
M-cane.
It. M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N. Marocaine. Boom! That was easy, right? Like, you would think it, like, cause even I spelled it right, and I'm a horrible speller. And I'm looking at it. But I spelled it right today when I heard what it was. I'm like, Marocaine? Marocaine? That's M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N? Yeah. People always say, why did they ask for it in a sentence? Because if it's a French word, there may be letters in there that you don't know about. So congratulations to her. She gets $40,000 and bragging rights aplenty. And she gets tweets from a lot of famous people. Good for her. Congratulations. Did not win it again this year. Next year, though, we're going to do it. We're going to do it, kids. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.